From the field
to the track to the court,
here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the GW Eagles picked up their first win of the season on Friday as they topped Stanton River on the road 28-14. The Eagles used a little trickeration to help pull off the win.
No motion, right to left. Cabell, he'll go with the end around. A little double pass, pass to Cabell for the touchdown. GW with the Philly special to get the touchdown. And Neo Cabell with his first career receiving touchdown.
The Chatham Cavaliers picked up a big win as they knocked off previously undefeated Nelson County 27-14. Head coach Bruce Devlin credited the Chatham offensive line for their performance.
We were very physical and we ran the ball very hard and right down their throat. So I'd have to give it to my line, the way they blocked. I mean, Xander had a big game running. Jaden Breedlove had a big game running.
Chatham is now 4-1 on the season as they head into their bye week. The Granite Hawks won their third in a row as they topped Appomattox for the first time in 11 years, 31-23. Granite is now 3-1. They'll take on Dan River on the road on Friday. The Halifax Comets picked up their first win of the season as they squeaked out a close one at Bassett 22-20, and Tunstall fell to Magna Vista 64-13. In NFL action, the Washington Commanders took their first loss of the season as they fell to the Buffalo Bills 37-3. Commanders are now 2-1 on the season. The Carolina Panthers fell to 0-3 as they lost to the Seattle Seahawks 37-27. And the Dallas Cowboys are now 2-1 as they took their first loss of the season to the Arizona Cardinals 28-16. In racing, Trevor Ward took first place in the Valley Star Credit Union 300 at Martinsville Speedway. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.